I'm Brian Milligan, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Do you ever find yourself thinking that life would be easier if all you had to do was get through a checklist each day to grow and be successful? We know there's a lot more to life than just completing a set of tasks, but sometimes we just want to know the minimum requirements for finishing the day on a good note. We can also feel the same way about our faith. If I have good Sunday service attendance, if I check all the boxes in my Bible reading plan and my adequately highlighted Bible, if I always make my daily prayer time, then maybe I'll feel right with God. But a checklist kind of faith can easily rob us of experiencing the salvation and freedom we have in Christ. That's why Paul's message in Acts chapter 13 hits so hard and so beautifully. Paul was on his first missionary journey and speaking to people who were steeped in religious tradition, people who believed that obeying God's law was the key to being right with him. But Paul stands up in the synagogue and says something totally unexpected. Freedom doesn't come from the law, it comes from believing in Jesus. It's not about doing more, it's about trusting the one who's already done it all. Paul begins by walking his listeners through Israel's history, reminding them of God's faithfulness from Egypt to David. But it all leads to one point. Jesus is the promised Savior, the culmination of God's redemptive plan. Then Paul says something astonishing in verses 38 and 39. Therefore, my friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is set free from every sin, a justification you were not able to obtain under the law of Moses. The law of Moses was central to Jewish life. It defined righteousness, worship, community, and morality. Yet Paul makes it clear, the law could never bring the freedom the heart longs for. It could expose sin, but not heal it. It could prescribe sacrifice, but not cleanse the conscience. It could guide behavior, but it couldn't change the heart. Jesus, however, does what the law never could. Through faith in him, we receive forgiveness, complete and eternal, and we are freed from everything that held us captive under the law. The Greek word for freed that Paul uses here carries the idea of justification, being made right before God. This is not freedom to live however we want, but freedom to live as we were meant to, as loved, accepted, and spirit-filled children of God. This freedom breaks the cycle of striving. It replaces fear with confidence, shame with joy, and performance with rest. We don't have to keep trying to earn what Christ has already secured. His righteousness is ours. His victory is ours. His freedom is ours. Now, Paul does issue a warning in verses 40 and 41. He says, "Take care that what the prophets have said does not happen to you. Look, you scoffers, wonder and perish, for I am going to do something in your days that you would never believe, even if someone told you." Paul uses the words of Habakkuk to warn those in the synagogue, don't ignore this gift. Don't miss what God is doing. The freedom Jesus offers must be received by faith, believed, trusted, and embraced. If you've been carrying the weight of trying to be good enough for God, let Acts 13 be a breath of fresh air. In Jesus, you are already accepted, you're already forgiven, you're already free. Lay down the burden of performance and pick up the joy of grace. Stop striving and start trusting. The law pointed to righteousness, but only Jesus provides it. He doesn't just clean the slate, he gives you a new identity. Are you relying on your own efforts instead of Christ's finished work? Give it all to him and experience true freedom. Let Paul's words settle deep into your soul today. Everyone who believes is freed from everything. That includes you. You are free. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.